Oshut Audio presents The 500, written by Matthew Quirk, read by Jay Snyder. For Heather.
Prologue. Miroslav and Alexander filled the front seats of the Range Rover across the street. They wore their customary diplomatic uniforms, dark brioni's tailored close. But the two Serbs looked angrier than usual. Alexander lifted his right hand high enough to flash me a glint of his Sig Sauer. A master of subtlety, that Alex. I wasn't particularly worried about the two bruisers sitting up front, however. The worst thing they could do was kill me. And right now, that looked like one of my better options. The rear window rolled down and there was Rado, glaring. He preferred to make his threats with a dinner napkin. He lifted one up and dabbed gently at the corners of his mouth. They called him the King of Hearts because, well, he ate people's hearts. The way I heard it was that he'd read an article in The Economist about some 19-year-old Liberian warlord with a taste for human flesh. Rado decided that sort of flagrant evil would give his criminal brand the edge it needed in a crowded global marketplace, so he picked up the habit. I wasn't even all that worried about him tucking into my heart. That's usually fatal and, like I said, would greatly simplify my dilemma. The problem was that he knew about Annie. And my getting another loved one killed because of my mistakes was one of the things that made Rado's fork look like the easy out. I nodded to Rado and started up the street. It was a beautiful May morning in the nation's capital, with a sky like blue porcelain. The blood that had soaked through my shirt was drying, stiff, and scratchy. My left foot dragged on the asphalt. My knee had swollen to the size of a rugby ball. I tried to concentrate on the knee to keep my mind off the injury to my chest.